Welcome, everybody. Shir number 840, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so I just want to talk about one quick thing, which is, again, not so much in our siman. It's in a different siman, but we spoke about in the past, if somebody eats a half a kezias, in other words, the halacha is like this, that you could be mitzaref two solid foods or two drinks. In other words, what do we mean? I only ate a half of a kezias of, let's say, of an apple, and I ate a half of a kezias of a potato, for example, or half of a kezias of an orange, or half of a kezias of an apple, or whatever it is, but they're both solid foods. So you could put them together. Lamaisa, we put them together, and you make a Baruch Nefoshes. Now, the same thing would be, even though they're so good, so you'll say, both of those foods are Baruch Nefoshes, no problem. So the same thing would apply, which we've been talking about again and again. We've mentioned this many times, that even if the food is a mezonos, right? Let's say I eat a half of a kezias of a cookie, right? And a half of a kezias of an apple. So again, you put those two together, and you make a Baruch Nefoshes. Because a al hamichya can make, you only ate half of a kezias, right? But one second, I also ate half of a kezias of an apple. Again, we want to keep it, it is b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4 minute period, right? If you did this over like, 10 minutes, and you can't do this, but under 4 minutes, right? B'chdei achilas pras, I ate half a kezias of an apple and half a kezias of a cookie. That's for whatever the reason was. So then I'm going to make a Baruch Nefoshes. And we mentioned this in all the various different foods that we've been talking about. We spoke about apple pie and the various cereals and so on. If partial, you never ate a full kezias of the mezonos part, so then you would always make a Baruch Nefoshes, as long as you ate a kezias of the entire food in front of you. That would apply on a plate of food. And we spoke about, you have macaroni and meatballs. You might have macaroni and vegetables, whatever the case is, it doesn't make a difference. But that's the halacha. Now, so the same thing applies, which I just wanted to mention. Again, it's in a different siman. Our siman is Reish Ches, but it's in a different siman. But I think it's an important thing to bring across right now, because we spoke about last year in reference to a small amount of wine, right? We said even if somebody drinks a mashahu, I'm by a kiddush. So good. So I heard kiddush and I only drank a mashahu. I drank a sip, whatever, of wine. So the drinks in front of me, I don't have to make a shahakal. I don't have to make a shahakal on, right? But now let's say I drank a little bit or a half, I drank a little bit of wine. Let's say, so we need, in general, we say a person has to drink a revius, right? And either in two sips or at least the worst case scenario, but the evid under a 4 minute period, b'chdei achilas pras, right? A drink, right? You need 3 ounces. So now let's say I drank 1 ounce of wine, right? Good. I drank 1 ounce of wine, mole lugmov, b'dievid, 1 ounce, fine. I drank 1 ounce of wine. But now I also drank, under 4 minutes, or preferably in two sips. So let's say under 4 minutes, at least that much, b'chdei achilas pras. I drank also 2 ounces of orange juice, right? Or I drank 2 ounces of soda, but I also drank an ounce of grape juice, ounce of the wine. So the shahakal I don't make, but now I'm going to make a Baruch Nefoshes. And again, you also will not make a al hagefen, right? You can make al hagefen. The only time you're going to make an al hagefen if you drank at least a revius of wine, right? In general, this is a concept, whether it's al hagefen, whether it's Baruch Nefoshes when it comes to drinks, right? As long as I drank a revius, which is again roughly 3 ounces, preferably in two sips, b'di'eved under b'chdei achilas pras, which is again under 4 minutes, even better under 3 minutes, especially when it comes to drinks. And the Fi Rabbana, how he brings it down in his sefer, but that's on all drinks. But now, but the point, what I want to bring out now is that even if a person had wine, right? So I had wine, I had an ounce, and then I only had 2 ounces of soda, or I had 2 ounces of whatever it is, some other drink, right? So now, and I had it, but the evid under the 4 minutes, b'chdei achilas pras, then I would have to make a Baruch Nefoshes, even though you'll say, well, I didn't eat enough. Right, I didn't drink enough of the wine, so I don't have to make an alagefen. Right, you don't have to make an alagefen. So if a person drinks, I want to explain one thing. If a person drinks enough, right, I drank, let's say, whatever, 3 ounces. I drank 5 ounces. I drank enough. I drank a 1, 2, 3 and now I may have to make an ala geffen. So now the drinks that you drank at that time, right? I made a shahakal on soda, I made a shahakal on orange juice, whatever. So all those drinks are covered under your al hageffen. In other words, you don't have to make a berna fushes on the other drinks. You would just make the bracha of ala geffen on the wine. But the point of today's shiur, what I want to bring out is that just to make it clear that if somebody just drank, that 1 ounce or 1.5 ounces of the wine, which is, let's say, the Mali Lugmov roughly, right? So 2 ounces, whatever, and then they drank an ounce or two, totaling 3 ounces of some other drink, and that was they drank it in the right amount of time, so then one would make a berna fushes. In other words, we don't say, well, I didn't drink enough wine, so I don't make ala geffen. Fine, I didn't drink enough of the other drink, I don't make a berna fushes. So that's it. Have a good day. I don't make any after bracha. No, you have to make a berna nefashes if it equals up. So that's the only thing I wanted to bring out, and that's an important klal. It's an important klal throughout. We're going to learn that when we get to the proper simon. We just were mentioning it here and there as we go down the line, because it's an extremely important point and halacha that we have to know in reference to all foods, because people eat foods, and a lot of times they don't eat enough of the mezonos pot, right? B'chdei achilas pras, under the 4 minutes, but with the other parts of the food together, whether it's a pie, whether it's a dish, whether it's macaroni, whether it's a kugel, it doesn't make a difference. But the point is, whether it's a kish, knish, whatever the case is. So, But as long as they ate a kezias of the whole thing, again, so then they make a berna fushes. If they ate a kezias of the mezonos part, then of course they make ala michya only. If the ala michya, like in a case of apple pie, covers the whole thing, and they ate enough of the mezonos part. Let's say, for example, in an apple pie, I ate enough mezonos. I ate a kezias of the mezonos part under a 4 minute period. So then all I would make is a al hamichya. But if it's I didn't, but together with the apples in the apple pie, so then I would make. Then you have the kezias under the 4 minute period. So then I would make a al hamichya. Same thing by wine. If you only drank a little drop of wine and some other drink only a little bit, but together you have the roughly 3 ounces which we need for revius, and it was drinking preferably 2 sips. In case not, which is again up to 4 minutes, so then one would make a berna fushes, even though there's no chiyuv of al hageffen in that case. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, baracha, kol tov.